I'm a senior fellow here at Hudson Institute. I've been here for 5 or 6 years. My background is as a defense official in the United States government, with the Navy and with special operations. And for several years, I was department chair and a professor at the Marshall Center in Garmisch-Partenkirchen in Germany, which where our students were from military officers and some foreign service officers, some parliamentarians from all the former Warsaw Pact states. This was in just after the Cold War ended. And we also had many NATO students and teachers, and I was very pleased to have several Turkish colleagues from the Turkish military who were bright, alert, intelligent, and their presence in the class was almost like having a second instructor because I didn't have anything to teach them. They already knew about democracy. There was a time when I think Turkey could have played a large role in helping, in providing a model of a secular and a diverse society where people are tolerant and the government is tolerant. And I think that would have been a wonderful model for next door Syria, which is going to experience a transition, for Libya, for Egypt. I mean, there was a time, as you know, when there were Jews who were viziers, who were advisors to the Sultan. Models in the area, in the region, that offer the possibility of tolerance, of religious tolerance, of political tolerance, are extremely important, much more important than models that come from Europe or from the United States. And that's a place where I think Turkey could have played a very large role. Generally speaking, if people observe the precepts of their religion, the world would be a better place. Okay? If you look back to Christianity as practiced by the Spanish during the Inquisition, I don't think that burning people because they had a different religion or they wouldn't convert to Christianity was something that Jesus had in mind. If he did, he never said so. I don't think that that torturing Native Americans, Indians, by the conquistadores who went to what was then northern Mexico was something that the New Testament sanctions or believes is a good thing. So if you're saying that the world would be a better place and the problems that we're seeing rising in the Middle East would be resolved if people would act according to the principles of their religion, I agree with you. Well, again, if the people of faith in this world lived by what was written in the book, in the Quran, in the Bible, in the New Testament, I think it's safe to say that it would be a happier world. Well, one of the things that unites great religions is the hope that it offers to the faithful. And a return of the Messiah in one form or another is a kind of hope. We would not be men if we did not have hope.